Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Welcome back to NHRA Nitro. Pro Stock Motorcycle is next. Fan of the bikes, fans of the bikes, where are you at? Fans of the bikes, we got Jerry Savoie just seconds away. Jerry has now won two races in the countdown. Two wins, two first-round losses. 94 points out of the lead. We'll catch up with Jerry momentarily. But right now, I want to tell you about our sponsors like Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School and the Dragster Adventure. You want to learn to drive a dragster? You want the experience of driving a dragster? I know you do. I know I do. 130 miles per hour. 0-60 in 3 seconds. Doing a burnout. But the best part is you show up with just yourself. You don't need to buy or invest in anything. You just pay for the course or the class or the experience, whatever you want to call it. And now you've got a lifelong experience. To me, it makes a great gift, right? You get a certificate, you hand it to your bud. Your bud goes to frankhawley.com, finds the one that's nearest him, and sets it up with Frank Hawley. To me, that's great. But they can even set up a race. So if you want to go there with a crew, a group, a large group of people, the Dragster Adventure at frankhawley.com. Check them out. Thanks to Frank for supporting WFO Radio. MagicDryUS.com, the leader. The official organic absorbent of the NHRA. 560% of its weight in absorption. It is organic. It is natural. It is made of coconut. It's lightweight. Way better than the clay stuff you're using. So if you've got a mechanics shop, if you've got a factory, a giant oil rig, Magic Dry has got spill kits for you. Go to MagicDryUS.com. Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. I'm telling you, whether it be IndyCar, NASCAR, NHRA drag racing, whether it be motocross or supercross, or your over-the-road car, Total Seal makes the rings to fit your pistons. And they do a great job because they learn in racing. How about what Matt Hartford has done? How about that team? 28 points out of the lead. Amazing stuff. So for you engine builders out there that listen, and all you racers out there that are listening, WFO Radio listeners, Total Seal Piston Rings. And when you buy them, tell them you heard about it on WFO. Very least. Costello was talking about you guys on WFO. It's TotalSeal.com. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Start your education at full speed. Blockhead CNC programs, motorsport, EFI tuning, CNC machining. They've got an Associate of Applied Science degree. It is a school, so you want to learn this. Not only that, but you can get placed in a career with a company that recognizes Sam has good people. That's one of the great benefits. Go to samtech.edu, give them a call, tell them you heard about it on WFO, and there'll be a new Factory Stock podcast coming soon. And rodaxcoffeeandgrills.com, Marvin Rodak, our buddy. He was out there at Fort Worth. He was out there at the Fan Fest. He was out there at the race. Kind of a good deal. Mark Billington didn't run the race, so Marvin wasn't crewing. He was just hanging and had a great time. Actually, Terry McMillan put a Marvin Rodak sticker right on the roll cage of his machine. 817-924-6821. Hot sauces and spice rubs, blends of coffee that are themed for drag racing. It's the holidays. It's going to be cold soon, right? Winter is coming. You're definitely going to want some gourmet, amazing coffee to get you through the holidays. And the Rodax holiday packs, to me, if you've got a large number of people that you need gifts for, this is the way to do it. 817-924-6821. Holiday pack. Pound of coffee, hot sauce, spice rub. It's gourmet stuff. They're going to love it. Do it. Rodax Coffee and Barbecue Grills. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Oh, yes, plus Drag Racing Edge and EV3 Drag Racing. Thanks to those guys for cross-promotional support. And now, we're going to get back into it with the winners, baby. Let's go. Joining us now, he was the Pro Stock Motorcycle winner out there in Big D, a race that he has had great success at. Jerry Savoie. Jerry, welcome back to WFO.
Thank you, man. It's always good and great to be back on that show. That means you had a good weekend.
That's right. And you did have a good weekend at a track that you seem to always have a pretty good weekend, like making the final round sometimes, winning the race 5 years in a row. What is it about Dallas?
Well, I think if you look back in the history of drag racing on just about anybody, some of these tracks favor certain riders, and why, I can't explain it. I mean, Andrew is definitely dominant a lot of times in Charlotte, and you know, Gainesville is usually the Harleys, whether it be Eddie or Andrew, and just certain things. But I think Tim has a good grip on these bikes on this track at the elevation we run in, and it seems to show it. You know, a lot of times it's usually hot and smudgy, but This weekend, the weather was a little different. We didn't run the numbers we did a few years ago, but it was enough to stay ahead of everybody else.
You qualified second overall. The bike was fast throughout qualifying. Matt Smith was number one qualifier, consistent qualifying as well. Set up against Gianna Salinas. Last time out went red, and you know, tough, right? I want to go back to that just because we didn't get the chance to speak with you. You were 140 against her this time, so you weren't going to go red this time.
Yeah, you know, in Charlotte, I didn't push the envelope. We film every single pass, and I was six frames, just like normal. But Charlotte is a tricky track. It's downhill. And I mean, if you pick your feet up on the starting line, the bike will roll forward without a doubt. So the bike doesn't need as much effort to advance forward. And so it picked up the front wheel. Should have been like maybe a 10 or 15, and I was 012 red, and it bit us. Next year, we'll take that into consideration and make some minor adjustments. But, man, and then a week before, in third gear, the bike ECU had a little malfunction, and the bike cut out twice on me, and it wasn't enough to hold Junior off. We had him at the gate. I think I had a 17, he had a 43, and we were gone. But, you know, losing two first rounds like that in the playoffs is a killer. So now we're fighting for life, and hopefully we can go to Vegas and do well. We usually run good in Vegas, so we'll see.
Yes. Well, you know, you get by Gianna, then you got to go against Karen, and that's, you mentioned the playoffs, right? Like, that is a playoff matchup, and it is inside your team. And, you know, some might say, like, oh, strategize and, you know, let Karen win so that Karen can give Andrew a run and all that, but that's not how you guys race.
No, that's not going to happen. You know, if you were down to the very final race and Karen needed me to not do so well and I was nowhere near going to make it, I would consider helping my teammate. But so far, we have never had to cross that bridge, whether it be Ellie and I or Karen. And I can tell you now, she might be number two, but this weekend, I wanted to win. So I'm sorry. You know, it didn't work out for her, and she's a great, great teammate, and she would have done the same for me. I wouldn't want nobody to give it to me, you know, and I know she wouldn't either. So it is what it is. I was a little late, not in the groove yet because of the deal from the week before. But when it got down to it, it was time to shit and get. And, you know, she had a little not great run, not as good a run as she could have made. Been fighting with that bike a little bit for some reason. We're not sure what the problem is, but she'll get it.
A semifinal. Now, that's a run that you had to get in the groove for, because here you go. This is Andrew. And if Andrew goes on and wins the race, I don't want to say it's totally out of hand, but it's very out of hand for the rest of the class. So you not only had to win for yourself, but you had to win for the class to keep this thing, you know, within reason, right? To keep a show going for all the fans and everything. You're 012. He's 009. But you ran an 87.7 and were able to load him up.
Yeah, you know, we knew going in and out when it was do or die. You let him get away with that, and it's over with. A lot of things would have had to change. But went out there and did our best. And, hey, man, sorry for that pain. But, you know, it's kind of cool to see three Harleys in at the very end and one outsider. And we went out there and racked them up. And I'm not saying it in a bragging way, but just we just had a better weekend.
Yeah, well, bragging or not, it's just a fact. It was Angel had her best
right.
Weekend of the year. So you and Eddie in the final round, right? This is kind of cool and interesting in that we've seen this show before. And it's exciting when you guys run each other again and again and again in the same place, because it's new things can happen. And we had a little bit of a burn down up there. So take me through that. It certainly felt like a little bit of a staging duel, a little bit of a burn down. Nobody wanted to stage. It took more than normal. It wasn't like a minute long or anything, but it was long enough to be entertaining. So what went through your mind up there?
Well, I was going to go in, and I don't know what they were doing over there because I never look over. But I sat with that first ball blitz forever. And I'm like, what the hell are they doing? Well, I look back at the film, and they were lining him up and brushing the tire and whatever. But, I mean, it took so long for them to go, and I said, I'll be damned if I'm going in first. I said, I'll sit here till I run out of gas. So I had made up my mind that I wasn't going in. It just took them, a lot longer than normal. And I don't know if it was intentional or not. I'm not pointing any fingers because those guys don't race like that. They're professionals. But it just took so long. I changed my train of thought, and I just decided I wasn't going in.
004 reaction time. Eddie's 046. You outran him as well, so kind of a thumping in the final. So you saw that you weren't going in, and then you saw the tree really well.
Right, and made a really clean run. I've been riding really well all weekend. Didn't struggle with anything, really, and I think it showed on the track. But, you know, usually when you see the end of a race against a Harley, they out about a bike or two in front of you, and they just walking away from you. And this one here, it was kind of funny to see that white Suzuki in front of that Harley that far ahead. It's usually by a nose. So that was that's one I'll never forget, I can promise you.
Point standings, Andrew leads by 81 over Karen and 94 over you. Eddie is 99 back. There's four of you under 100 points. Points and a half at Pomona. You said you're going to Vegas and you love Vegas and you run well at Vegas and have had success at Vegas, but you need help too, right? Andrew can't just go to the semifinals. Like, he needs to go out early if you're going to have a shot.
Yeah, he needs to go out early. We thought Steve was going to help us out this weekend, and that didn't happen. Had a really good bike, but didn't do his job fully executing. So Andrew got around him, but we're gonna need some help, man. You got Matt Smith out there. You got Scotty. Don't ever count Scotty out. The bike's running really well. Hector Jr., Hector Senior. I mean, you never know what you're gonna get from them two guys. I mean, Jr. had one of them early, huh? I'm trying
Andrew.
To think who he had.
Andrew,
first.
Andrew, and Andrew. Hector Jr. First round, and Andrew got him.
Yeah. I was praying that Junior was going to just knock him out of the park, and I think actually Junior ran a faster time, but Andrew I did him on the line. So going to need some help, and you know, Steve's been running so good. I made a joke. I said maybe I'll just pay for his diesel to go to Vegas.
Ah, there you go. So
let him go do some damage control. But we got some good bikes and fast bikes out there. I think the Harley guys are struggling a little bit right now. I think they're off on a tune-up. They have the power. They're just not finding it. And if we can hold them at bay, you got three or four bikes that can outrun them. So we'll see.
Interesting. Now let's talk a little bit about that. We had a conversation with Alan Reinhart a little bit earlier in the week. And just, you know, the early in the season, the Suzukis were in left field and the V-Twins had weight added to them. And a lot of people were like, oh, man, what's going on? Is this the right thing or is this the wrong thing? Since then, you guys have had, you know, domination, right? The Suzukis have been in the final rounds back to Indy and, you know, consistently running towards the front. I asked you in the past, okay. I just want to continue to elaborate. Is it all tune-up? Is it just like familiarity with what the parts are? Or is there something new?
At the beginning of the year, we were struggling really bad with crankshaft issues. We thought we had them fixed over the winter. We went out the first couple of races, didn't do well. Eddie and the guys back at the shop and Mr. Byron, they all got their heads together, and I think they finally pulled this thing out to where we're making the power we were back in 2015-16. But look at the numbers. We're still not making the power they're making. They're consistently going over 200 miles an hour. They two to three numbers. Matt Smith's two numbers faster than us in the back. And he says, well, I can't 60-foot with you guys. Well, the other guys are 60-footing with us. You know, some of the Harleys. Look at Angel, 104. She's out 60-footing me on some of the rounds. So, it's you know, Scotty's out. Scotty's running with me on 60-foot. So, if Matt's not 60-footing, it's something that he's got going on. And running in the back, we are squeezing everything we can out of these things. And they still... I mean, Matt was two numbers ahead of me this weekend, or three, actually, in the back. So here's my point, not knocking anybody around. We need more bikes to race a Suzuki to win a race, you can't weigh more than 150 pounds. And I don't mean 151. I mean like 148. You weigh any more than that, and you're done. Okay? So give the Suzukis a little something. Let them make a little more power. Put 10 pounds or 15 pounds on whatever you got to do. Then you can get some people that weigh 160 pounds to come and race. You never know who's going to show up. You might get a Ricky Gatson. I mean, you don't know. You don't know who's going to come out. We need some flavor. Look, this weekend we had 15 bikes. When you get to California, you're going to have Freddie. You're going to have Katie. But for the most part, that's they're not coming across because they're too heavy. They can't win, you know?
Well,
so
that's interesting.
I think it's good for the class. That's what I believe.
No, but
and they can make adjustments to even it up.
Well, we're pretty kind of close right now, you know? We're kind of close. And so the point is, and I like the point.
They're missing it. Listen, not to cut you out, they're missing the tune-ups. Matt Smith out-qualified me the other day. I went a 70, whatever it was, he went a 77. He outran me. He missed it the rest of the weekend. It was there. He just missed it.
Right.
So they missing it, not us. We running good.
But more importantly, if a person weighs 150-plus pounds, which is most people, like you told me when you won the U.S. Nationals, I remember this vividly, that to celebrate the U.S. Nationals, you went and had a cheeseburger, and it was the first cheeseburger you had had in like a year or something, because you had to, you know, have to constrict your diet so much. That's, you know, I'm not saying cheeseburgers are healthy by any means, but I don't know that it's healthy that all these racers have to starve themselves like jockeys. You know what I mean? Like that can't be good. If you're going to run a certain type of motorcycle, you've got to starve yourself and be less than a certain weight. Like a normal person weighs, like, you know, you can be healthy and still be 165 pounds.
If I could gain 8 pounds, I would feel so much better and look. I'm never pretty, but I would look a lot better. I can tell you that. During Christmas and New Year's, I'll gain 6-7 pounds, and you can see my face just kind of chubby up a little bit, don't have as many wrinkles, and my skin color is better, just a better-looking person and feel better. But, man, to get down to 148, like today I'm 151. By next week, I'll be 147. So it's easy to put on 3 or 4 pounds, and then you got to just kind of bite the bullet and get ready for race day. And Tim will tell you, he'll be the first to tell you, the weight makes a difference. I mean, look at Harleys. Angel out 60 foot her partners every pass. Chip Ellis rode the bike out 60 foot of them every pass because those guys are heavy, you know?
Right.
You can move the weight around. It just makes a better advantage.
How do you do it though, Jerry? In that, you know, we're all hungry people, and you, you know, we're on the road. You're on the road. Road life is tough. Yep. Eating? Do you just not eat? Do you starve yourself? I mean, not really starve yourself, but like.
No, I eat healthy. I eat, like, if I go to Outback, I'll get grilled fish and vegetables. If I'm at home today, chicken salad. You know, I eat a lot of vegetables, grilled vegetables, steamed vegetables with olive oil stuff on it. Lay off the bread, lay off the rice, lay off the soft drinks. I don't drink soft drinks anyway. The only thing I drink is Coke and water and a little bit of milk, not much. But lay off the cookies. I'm a big chocolate chip Oreo fan, and I haven't eaten cookies in so long, man. I can't tell you the last time I had one. So it's look. If you want to win at this level and you want to race this level, you got to be dedicated. If you want to go out there and play around on the weekends and just be part of the show, then come on. But if you want to compete, you got to be dedicated. You don't go bodybuilding in a Miss America contest and start working out the week before. You know, it just don't work. So you got to have determination. That's the main goal.
And that comes down to, you know, not snacking at night and eating the right stuff and maybe moving around a little bit. I know you're very active out there on the farm, obviously. You get enough physical activity in. We see that on your social media.
Right. Yeah, today I was changing. I actually hurt my back. I don't know what I did. I tweaked it some kind of way, my lower back. It's been feeling really good, but did something today. And anyway, I was just changing a motor on the swimming pool. And like I was telling you, Lucy bit the wire and shocked that. It scared her. she don't want to leave my side. No, I don't know. And everybody at the track met Lucy this weekend, so they all knew who I'm talking about. We even took pictures with her in the winner's circle.
What about that African Watusi that was there? What did you think of that?
I got his card. I want to buy me one. You know, we got about 800 head of cattle. I want to buy me one of those just to have it and put it in my front pasture so everybody can see it. Now that's a real Watusi. That's not no pencil horn, longhorn that you see running around. That thing is a real deal. It was a beautiful animal.
I couldn't get over how docile he was. He was chilling.
Yep, very docile. He's been around people all his life, probably. He had some good genetics, and they saw it early on. That's why they got him way so mellowed out. But, well, I don't know, man. We'll go to the next one, huh?
Vegas. Well, exactly, Vegas. This is it. Two to go, Jerry. It's a little sad. I know it's ramping up. Championships are on the line. But 2019 coming to an end. You have mentioned that it's a happy place. But you're not really a Vegas guy. You told us that story, right? You threw 10 in the slot, you cashed, and you ran away.
Yeah, the best one to tell you about myself is Mark Pizer, my old crew chief. The first year I went to Vegas, we raced all weekend, and after we raced on Sunday night, I've been walking by these three machines, and I'll make it really quick. And I said, hey, how you play this machine? He said, well, you put the money right here. You don't know how to gamble? I'm like, no, I don't know how to gamble. So I put the $20 in. And I won $2,000. So when I went to cash in, he started playing, and I got back, and he had stuck $200 in it. And he says, "Doggone machine took all my money." I'm like, "Man, hit the last one and let me put some money in." So he moved out the way. I put $20 in. The first hit, I won $800 more. So that's my gambling experience. I don't sit there and play all night.
Wow,
been lucky.
Wow. Yeah, that's some people are walking around lucky. That's just the way it is. But so I don't know, man, did you buy him dinner or something, or did you just laugh at him?
I gave him a peanut each 100. I gave him each $100. Oh, yeah, go have fun.
That's nice. That's nice. You didn't have to do that. That's nice. I would have felt sad about myself that I was not a lucky person. But what, right? When I leave a slot machine, Jerry, I run away from it. I don't want to see that old lady sit down and pull it and win the progressive $2 million. I want to be as far away from that as possible. And when I leave a slot, I'm gone. Anyway, we're gonna have fun out there in Vegas. Jerry, good luck in the championship. You're still in the mix. You got a quick bike. You're riding well. 94 points. You need a little help. But if that help comes, I know you're going to be there to capitalize. So good luck, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Mr. Joe. We appreciate you, everything you do for us and the sport, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Savoie with us here on WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. Jerry, how about that slot machine story? I love slot stories and bad beat stories. I'm not playing the slots as much as I used to. I used to enjoy the slots when they were quarters and they had real reels that turned. Since it became all digital and a computer network type thing, I feel a little less connected and a little less lucky. I will sit down at a slot every once in a while. I have had experiences similar to Jerry's. Nothing that good, though. But I prefer the table games. And my spring race in Vegas, I actually had a couple of good hits. It was good. And, you know, Vegas, baby. Vegas. It's exciting. It's exciting. The SEMA show in Vegas and all that stuff and the meals and the food and the fun. It's one of the greatest destination races on the planet. And you get all the benefits of going to a race. And they finish up relatively early by design. They want all their fans going home and going to the shows and going to the casinos and everything. And it's great. And same true for employees like me. And so, you know, come on, everybody. Let's go out to Vegas and have a little fun. I know it's going to be very, very cool. Thanks to Jerry for coming on the show. And I really like Jerry's presentation. As you know, Jerry is, he'll tell it like he thinks it is, which I like and appreciate. And we'll watch and let it all sort itself out. He and Eddie in the final round, very two similar characters. Eddie Krawick, awesome guy, fierce competitor. Andrew Hines, Karen, they're all fierce competitors. And what does he say about, like, if you're not willing, if you want to mess around on the weekends, that's fine. But if you've got to be dedicated, so you got to control your weight. I like what he has to say. Like, let's let the racers be a little fatter. I mean, heavier. It makes sense. 150 pounds, that's light. I am not a huge person. Jerry and I are the same size. I weigh about 169. And I know you could see me on NHRA.TV. You know where it all is, carrying around a bowling ball like I, you know, swallowed a bowling ball. I like cheese and I like alcohol. It's not my fault. It is my fault. And burger. And what else does he say he hasn't had? Cookies? They bring a cookie into the media center. What am I supposed to do? Not eat it? Really? There's kids all over the globe that would kill for that thing. It's almost sinful to not eat it. So I eat it. Anyway, thanks to Jerry for coming on the show. WFO, catching up with all the winners. The archive is loaded. We had a very fun Ignition show this week. Very fun. Hilarity, in fact. Talking about Oliver the Watusi and various different subjects, things happening. The Ignition show, it's not educational. It's not, you might learn something, but it's not, that's not the point of it. It's an entertainment podcast. You will laugh. You will have fun. You'll get to know the cast of characters, the ups, the downs, the people, the ins, the outs. It is waiting, and it is evergreen. It is a weekly thing. If you don't catch up with it on Tuesday or Wednesday, it's still good on Saturday. There's fun to be had on WFO Radio Ignition. Big thanks to our sponsor, Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology, Rodak, CoffeeAndGrills.com, Hot Sauces and Spice Rub, Marvin Rodak. We had a funny moment regarding Oliver, the Watusi. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. Plus, you could get your regular license. Like, you know, drive an alcohol funny car, Super Comp, Super Gas. They do it all. My opinion would be if you're a bracket racer who's been racing for a long time and you've never won anything, it's time to go to Frank. You have problems. Go to Frank. He can get you on the right track. MagicDryUS.com, the official organic absorbent of the NHRA. And Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. TotalSeal.com, Post Drag Racing Edge Magazine and EV3 Drag Racing. Remember, the WFO Radio app is free. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but there's a million ways. Go to the WFO Radio website and click one of the shows, and there's a bunch of little buttons, and you can pick the best way for you to listen. There's a whole bunch of different ways. But you want to keep up with WFO right through the off-season, by the way. We're not going to end. We're not going to close up the shop. We're going to keep doing shows right through the off-season. There's PRI. There's going to be a lot of good stuff. And the people that support this show, thank you. There's patreon.com/WFO Radio. Thank you to you folks. And everybody that says what's up, remember, you can get your WFO Radio t-shirt at the Nitro Fish trailer or at nitrofishracing.com. Saw a lot of people out there with WFO Radio t-shirts. Thank you for buying them. And all you people out there, get them. Remember, Saturday is WFO Shirt Day. I'm wearing mine. Others are wearing theirs. Saturday is WFO Shirt Day. Get it at the Nitro Fish trailer. And, you know, thanks to Randy Lynn and Bo for carrying the WFO shirt in the Nitro Fish trailer. Like, to me, that's awesome. Anyway, that's going to do it. Thanks to everybody. Appreciate you. WFO.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, engine builders, Total Seal Piston Rings are the leader in ring seal technology, and they go out of their way to help their customers and will make custom sets for any specific piston you might have. Customer service, top notch. Made in America? Absolutely. They're located in Phoenix, Arizona, and they've got everything it takes to develop the world's best piston rings. Give them a call at 800-874-2753 or go to TotalSeal.com.
Hey, this is Scott Palmer, driver of the NHRA Cat Spot Litter Top Fuel Dragster. Do you have a cat? Go to catspotlitter.com, order it today. All natural product, made out of coconuts, 100% biodegradable. All you NHRA fan, cat owners, support our team. Go to catspotlitter.com.
You've been listening to WFO Radio for a long time now, and you hear these racers all talking about how much they spend, how much they travel, how hard they work, all to accelerate really, really quickly. Well, Frank Hawley and Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School has figured a way for you to do it at a fraction of the price, the work, the effort, the time. It is a fun experience. It's called the Dragster Adventure. Go to frankhawley.com and investigate. No ride along. You drive it. You are the driver. It's called the Dragster Adventure. Go to frankhawley.com to find out more and tell him you heard it on WFO.
This is Jeff Rice, a.k.a. Deep and Hawk. I just want to let you know that NHRA Nitro is probably the best coverage of NHRA drag racing, period. How can you not like a 3.5-hour broadcast with all the winners specifically for drag racing? WFO rules the airwaves.
This is WFO Radio.